Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulanz. In late July, the Richland School District Board of Education submitted an offer to purchase property from Richland County, including the buildings known as the gymnasium and Melville Hall, as well as the adjacent field, green spaces, and parking lots. This process began after several years of discussion about facility needs. During planning for the 2024 facilities referendum, the district had explored an option that included a new gymnasium and weight room at a cost of approximately $40 million. That option was ultimately scaled back because the existing gymnasium at the former UW-Richland campus sits just a few hundred feet from Richland Center High School. The ability to use that facility through the current Memorandum of Understanding with Richland County has been an important short-term solution to meet the need for additional gym space. Given the ongoing need for both gym space and alternative education facilities, the board approved an offer to purchase the property for $1. The purpose of the offer was to preserve this space for public educational use while relieving the county of maintenance obligations for two buildings it no longer needed. The decision by the school board was held in closed session. District Administrator Steve Board clarified why the district's discussions and actions occurred in closed session to the public at last night's school board meeting. He explained that when the board first considered this offer on July 28, 2025, there had been no direct negotiations or prior discussions with Richland County. Because of that, there was no way to anticipate how the county would react to the proposal. Discussing or voting publicly before the county had a chance to deliberate would have risked creating public pressure or the appearance of expectation. In addition, revealing an active offer publicly could have invited competing proposals from private entities or other organizations. That would have placed the county board in an extremely difficult position, having to choose between a private offer at market value and a public offer from the school district for a nominal amount. To avoid that kind of dilemma, both boards initially discussed the matter in closed session as allowed under Wisconsin law for negotiations involving the purchase or sale of property. Once the initial offer was submitted, county and district administrators communicated verbally about the timing and flow of internal county reviews. These included county board closed sessions on August 14th and committee reviews on August 20th and September 9th. To allow those discussions to take place, both parties agreed to extend the acceptance deadline. That extension was later confirmed in writing on September 25th, when the district formally extended the deadline to October 22nd. After receiving the district's offer, county officials asked for clarification and raised several points for consideration. Whether the district would assume ownership of the area south of Brush Creek, whether the district would allow the Simons Recreation Center sign, located south of the bridge and west of the entrance, to remain in place and connected to its existing power source, which is through Simons, whether the district would support construction of a future access road or private drive between Hive Drive and the Simons parking lot to be completed at county expense, and whether the district would agree to maintain continued cooperation with Simons Recreation Complex for shared use of the gymnasium. The school board reviewed these considerations during closed session on September 24th and generally agreed to each point, recognizing that they aligned with the spirit of partnership that has guided this process. The district will now draft a new MOU with Simons Recreation Complex that mirrors the current cooperative arrangement but updates ownership and responsibilities. Coordinate surveying of the property to formalize parcel boundaries and easements at the district's expense, and incorporate county-requested access points and easements into the final property configuration. Steve Board reiterated that from the outset, the district's goal has been to pursue this opportunity in a respectful, collaborative manner with Richland County. The decision to negotiate initially in closed session was made not to limit transparency, but to protect both entities from premature public pressure or competing interest while good faith negotiations were underway. Now that the county has acted in open session, the district is sharing the full context of this process for public understanding. This purchase will preserve an important community asset for educational use, expand opportunities for student programs, and strengthen local partnerships while protecting taxpayers from additional costs. The Richland School Board approved the counter offer and terms for Richland County for the purchase of property known as Gymnasium in Melville Hall, as well as the adjacent field, green spaces, and parking lots as presented, while developing an updated MOU between Simons Recreation Center and the Richland School District unanimously. The Richland School Board also approved its 2025-26 budget at last night's meeting. It then approved to amend the resolution to vote a tax for the operation of the Richland School District for 2025-26 in the total amount of $10.4 million, of which $183,445 is for debt within the revenue limit, $2,193,000 is for debt outside of the revenue limit, and $120,000 is for community service expenses. The board also ratified one open enrollment in application, which has already been granted approval by the district administrator, and one open enrollment out application for the 2025-26 school year. Southwest CAPS Head Start Program is part of the 134 Head Start programs that will be directly affected by the government shutdown. While some educational and child service programs may have enough funds or reserves to sustain operations temporarily, Southwest CAPS preschool classrooms for ages 3 and 4 and the Early Head Start Home Visiting Program will be paused starting Monday until the shutdown ends. Southwest CAP will keep you updated as more is learned. Governor Tony Evers has announced that the Trump administration has denied Wisconsin's application for hazard mitigation grant program funding for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after severe storms and flooding caused severe damage to public infrastructure in August. This denial comes as last week Governor Evers announced that he will also be appealing a decision by the Trump administration to deny Wisconsin's application for public assistance to help address more than $26.5 million in damages to public infrastructure in the six counties impacted. In addition to appealing the public assistance denial, the governor will also be filing an appeal for the hazard mitigation denial to ensure Wisconsin communities receive the support they need to prevent this sort of destruction from happening again in the future. The state has 30 days to file a formal appeal, and the governor has directed Wisconsin Emergency Management to submit additional justification for the request for funding. The Hazard Mitigation Grant Program provides funding to help state and local governments implement projects aimed at reducing the risk and impacts of future disasters and is only made possible following a presidentially declared disaster. Mitigation programs, such as the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, have shown success in past flooding events. FEMA's decision to deny the hazard mitigation grants limits support for certain public infrastructure and community-level projects, but does not affect homeowners or renters who may qualify for federal assistance through the Individual Assistance Program. The names of those involved in a crash last Friday afternoon on U.S. Highway 14 east of Richland Center resulting in injuries and road closure have been released. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports that at approximately 1:30 Friday afternoon, first responders were dispatched to a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 near Premier Co-op. The investigation showed that a straight truck operated by Carmelo R. Hernandez of Milwaukee crashed into the rear of a semi that was hauling corn driven by Larry L. Sabronic of Lone Rock. Highway 14 was completely blocked and both drivers sustained injuries. Hernandez was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Richland Center Fire Department and was transported by UW MedFlight. The Kiwanis Club of Richland County will begin taking requests for coats for kids this Saturday. The Coats for Kids program has been a mainstay program for the local Kiwanis Club for over 15 years. The mission of Kiwanis is to serve the children and their families of the community. If your family situation makes it a hardship to provide coats for your children, this program is for you. The program is a cooperative effort between the local Kiwanis Club, Richland County Health and Human Services, and Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance Agency. A request for coats can be made by contacting Kiwanis President Steve Colstead at 608-647-2655. Richland County Health and Human Services will be the pickup location once your request is processed.